And they say you never see it coming, all the tiny little breaks. But somewhere out beyond no reason, you keep on giving what it takes. I never thought of running, I was busy carrying the load. Had the strength enough to take it, but not enough to let it go. It's a long time coming down a broken road, but finally I could feel without fearing, cry without the pain, stand up and love me without any shame. Might have been a rough way to learn it, and a hard place to land, but the one thing I'm sure of now is I know who I am.
In his book entitled The Only Freedom, in a chapter called A Message for the New Year, Joe Goldsmith says, "This is the time of year that we wish everybody a new year. We go around and we see folks and we say, Happy New Year. But the truth is that nobody can bring a happy new year to somebody else." He says that we have to do that for ourselves. He says the only thing that will ensure a happy new year for somebody else is whether or not they are centered in love, whether or not they are centered in light, whether or not they are centered in peace, whether or not they are centered in absolute good, in grace, in the wisdom of all there is, that they have a love that is so powerful that they realize the presence always of the Mother, Father, everything, Almighty God, that they embrace the fullness of the image and likeness in which we were born, so that we love with all of our soul, with all of our hearts, and with all of our minds, that we love God, Spirit, divine mind, the universe, whatever we know the divine energy to be. And most importantly, that we love our neighbors as ourselves. Joe says that when we wish someone else Happy New Year, that we are loving our neighbor as ourselves and loving God and grace and peace and absolute good, then and only then are we fulfilling the terms that will ensure ourselves a happy and a prosperous new year. And so he says, when you wish a person a happy new year, be sure in your mind that you are not wishing him personally a happy new year, but that you are including all humanity, recognizing that every person is a branch of one tree, and therefore what you wish for one, you are wishing for yourself. You are wishing for you. And try to wish good for one branch of a tree, he says, and forget the other branches and see what effect it would have. It would have no effect unless your love and your wishes are embracing every branch of the tree. You are wasting your breath because you are accepting a selfhood apart from spirit. Unless your love and your wishes are embracing every branch of the tree. You are wasting your breath because you are accepting a selfhood apart from God. He says it may be that in the back of your mind, you're actually believing that God can bless one without blessing the other. But this is not possible, for God's love is universal. God is no respecter of persons, of races, or religions. To spirit, to God, we are one. We must include all humanity, whether or not, and this is important, whether or not they reject the good wishes that we offer, whether or not they are the so-called enemy, whether or not they reject the love that we offer is not our concern. Our concern is never to forget the tree of life, never to forget that spirit made humanity in its image and likeness, meaning that we are more spirit than we are flesh, meaning each and every person. You love the Lord your God by knowing that God is universal, God is impersonal, God is impartial. We do not bring God to anyone. We do not bring anyone to God, Joel says. What we bring is to consciousness, remembrance of the omnipresence, omnipotence, and omniscience of God. We bring the peace that Jesus Christ said. He said, "My peace I give to you." And it seems that he was only addressing the disciples or those gathered to hear him speak. But he said elsewhere, "My word shall not pass away." And so Joel says, when we say, "My peace I give to you," we are addressing each and every person. My peace I give to you. The Christ peace do I give. This allows us to really spread the fruit of the new year. And not only on New Year's Day, but throughout each and every day of the year. We learn that it is not only January 1st that is New Year's Day, but that a new year actually begins every single week, every single day, every single moment. My peace I give unto thee. God's grace is with thee. We can say that every day throughout the year. And only then are we setting aside the full understanding of the New Year's Day, realizing that every second, every minute, and every hour actually marks the beginning of a new year. It is within this consciousness of realizing that we have the power within ourselves to speak the new year into the awesome atmosphere of this life, to realize the presence and the power of the new year in every bone and every cell and every molecule of our being. To spread the presence and the power of the new year in our thoughts, through our meditations, in our prayer, and most importantly, in this divine circle of love. In this moment, we spread this peace without judgment. We spread this peace and this love without worry. We spread this peace and this power, realizing that we are the strength of spirit, we are the grace of spirit, and that we have the wherewithal and the power to speak the new year, to speak fresh new beginnings, to speak opportunities, to speak divine doors opening, to speak asking and the realization that it will be received, to speak asking in the name of Jesus, to speak the ability to walk on new waters of grace, to speak, to lift up, and to raise out of the dead that newness of life that we are seeking deep in our souls, to seek beyond knowing to the realization that Spirit is all wisdom, that Spirit is all power, that Spirit is everywhere present, to speak knowing in the fullness of life that we have the ability to command and to manifest and to lift up through our words, our presence, and the power of Christ in us, our hope of glory, to speak realizing that each and every breath allows us to generate and to recreate and to manifest the new year. And let us bring this presence and this power and this ability to express all that Spirit is here and now. It is in this consciousness that we can know Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, but most importantly, Happy New You.
Good news. An angel brings good news. Good news. Good news. I leave you with good news.
Creativity and ministry. Thank you for Spirit move and the church in action, God. May it grow and grow, God, as we share with each other that we can come together and just worship you. Thank you, God. I'm grateful in Jesus' name.
It is to acknowledge the new you. How awesome it is to hear the new you just radiate from every word that you speak, from every prayer that you put into the universe, for every divine love and consciousness and element of peace that you lift up on this call. We are blessing the new you today, the new you who realizes what Joel said, that Christhood is the divine and true nature of every individual, and that this truth has been there since the beginning. Christhood did not begin 2,000 years ago. It began in the beginning with Spirit. For spirit has coexisted with man since the beginning of time, and therefore humanity has been the Christ since the beginning of time. Jesus merely called attention to the Christhood that existed before Abraham was. That is, before the days of what anyone knew as the quote-unquote first religion. In a mystical writing, it is said before God, meaning that before any person had any concept of God. I existed as individual, being an entity. I and my Father in our oneness have existed in that oneness as long as spirit, as God, as divine mind, as inexhaustible source and supply has been, and that is eternally. How awesome it is to lift up the presence and the power of these words in the new you that is transforming, that is giving way to absolute good here and now, that is embracing grace, that is reflecting perfect health and wholeness, that is not worried about a thing because we have the fullness of God's knowledge, of God's presence, and God's power wherever it is that we are. We're going to lift up the new you today. We're going to lift up the new you tomorrow. We're going to lift up the new you on New Year's. But most importantly, we're going to lift up the presence and the power of the new you within every breath that we take, with every moment that we have, with every thought that we think, with every divine idea that we bless the universe with. Oh yes, Paulette, you're gonna sing the new you without ceasing. Oh yes, Charlotte, you're going to adjudicate the new you in a powerful way. Oh yes, Latanya, you're gonna walk the waters of a new you with a new faith. Oh yes, Marlon, you're gonna open up infinite doors of the new you with endless possibilities. Oh yes, Myrtle, you're gonna write, you're gonna create, you're gonna live out the power and the presence of the new you within every wall of your apartment. Oh yes, Vanessa, you are gonna wear the new you like the presence and the power of all that spirit is. Oh yes, Latanya, yes, you're going to just continue to lift up that love and that light of the new you. Oh, yes, Fern, you are going to embrace, you're going to give, you're going to manifest, you're going to lawyer, you're going to co-create, you're going to dance and walk into the new year with the new you that is the power and the presence of everything everywhere present. Oh, yes, Sandy, you're going to bless, you're going to give, you're going to co-create, and you're going to manifest the new you in the presence and the power of all that spirit is. I know there are others on the call, and we know that in your divine right, you're going to wear, you're going to kick up, you're going to celebrate, and you're going to lift up and express the fullness of the new you in all that spirit is. How awesome it is to wear this new you into this new season, into this awesome presence and power of all that God is constantly manifesting in, as, and through us. In all these things, we say Happy New Year, Happy New Year, but most importantly, yes, Marlon, Happy New You. Hallelujah.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
and Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah. Hallelujah, Bernadette. Happy New
Year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. 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 Yes